God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Hello!
Greetings, friends, Romans, and Greeks. Just bearing with it, more or less. This is the dog poet hovering in the atmosphere of a brand new year and watching all of the artifice and all of the scams start to fall apart, disintegrate, and turn into compost for the coming new age. I'm winging it tonight. Sometimes I have a few notes sitting next to me here to say, hey, talk about that. Clearing my throat. I like to keep it real. And, well, I don't do it directly in the mic, do I? Hey, what am I going to talk about? Well, let me first talk about Julian Assange. That lying sack of, I'll put in the appropriate word, who has WikiLeaks and has got a whole lot of people defending him, and some people who should know better, because the guy says, I get so annoyed about people talking about 9/11 when we have very real conspiracies. After all, you know, all this financial stuff and Bilderberger. And I mean, what has he revealed? He's revealed absolutely nothing of any importance. And everything he has revealed serves to justify the administrations that are in operation. And oh, God forbid he should ever go to the actual center of crime, that banking empire that came in upon the backs of non-existent victims. You do the history and research and you see if you agree with me or not. But no, Mr. Visible, I don't want to go contrary to the conformity. No, I have to conform. Mr. Visible, you don't understand. My job, my family, everything. This is why I let people do things to me in private, you know, just so I can, you know, maintain my status as it hurts. Oh, yeah, but keep doing it. It gives me an identity. I have an identity! Except I don't know what it is. Okay, thank you. Cut! All right, bring in the people that keep the other people hard in order to make all the rest of this look soft. Yes! Ooh. Oh, I'm feeling something. I don't know what I'm feeling. Yeah! Oh! I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body. But hey, anyway, moonwalking in my head backwards. anyway, no, don't try this at home, okay? Mr. Visible is authorized to do things to his head that, let's face it, he's not going to get it from the world he lives in. Actually, I haven't done anything like that. But I'm thinking about it. Well, entertained? God, I hope so. It's a new year. So probably some of you made resolutions, and you know about people making resolutions, and maybe you should be making revolutions, but that's beside the point, and that's going to come when all the people that were given guns to fight on behalf of this country finally have had enough and go and take their country back, which is how it generally works and is going to. And look, I'm counting on you oath keepers and the rest of you, unless you already got hijacked by the Zionists and now you're part of the larger gay liberation front, which has nothing to do with gay people, but a whole lot to do with controlling public perception and shamming it into your face and making you see that, look, we can humiliate you up and down, back and forth, and you'll support us. Yes, indeed. You know, I wonder, Rush Limbaugh, tens of millions, listen to him, Michael Savage, tens of millions, Hannity, tens of millions. Jesus Christ, those guys couldn't be spontaneous if a car hit them first and they had to like jackknife in a few positions. That would be orchestrated. They couldn't let go if death itself kicked them in the ass. So, what can I say? I pray every day, all day long, and all night in my dreams, please, God, let me surrender. Because, Lord, I can't surrender unless you let me. Oh, I know the religious people and the spirituals and the types and the mystics, they all talk a real good game. They say, you have to surrender. You have to let go. You can't let go unless God lets you. Okay? That's something to keep in mind. This is another prayer. Well, here, let me lay on you what I pray pretty much every day a number of times. Lord, please, please take away my shortcomings. Please, Lord, remove my shortcomings and grant me your qualities. Lord, grant me your qualities and activate my awareness of them, Lord, so that I can use them in your behalf. Lord, please grant me your presence. Grant me your presence, Lord. Grant me your presence and activate my awareness of it, Lord. Activate my awareness of it, Lord. Grant me divine intoxication. I hate having to go off the shelf, Lord, when I know that you possess all of this. Please grant it to me, Lord. Lord, please remove the obstacles to my self-realization. Lord, grant me your favor. Grant me your favor, Lord. Make me your friend. Name me your friend, Lord. Lord, please heal my sexual nature, Lord. Resolve my kundalini and take it to its highest level, Lord. Fulfill the alchemical marriage in me, Lord. Lord, complete the great work in me. Complete the operation of the sun, Lord. Lord, reveal to me the pearl of great price and the philosopher's stone. Please, Lord. Lord, activate all of my chakras. Activate the deity within each one of them in your service. Lord, please, please activate my supersensory awareness in your service. Lord, grant me the cobra hood. Lord, Lord, awaken the great love in my heart, Lord, so that it may rule, motivate, and inspire my every thought, word, and deed, Lord. Awaken the great love, Lord, so that I can't even see the difference between anyone or anything anymore, Lord. Please, Lord, blow past my personality, my prejudices, and everything else. And Lord, let me be consumed in the ocean, the raging ocean of your overwhelming and encompassing love. Well, that pretty much sums up the kind of things I pray about. And when I say heal my sexual nature, basically what I'm talking about is, look, I live in this physical world. I'm non-practicing in a lot of ways, okay? But I'm aware of it, okay? And I really feel like I should be at another level inside myself instead of this other stuff. But God says, look, I'm putting you through this in order for you to fulfill my needs. And don't worry about it. Don't question it. All is forgiven with you, my son. God says some surprising things to me. One of my favorites is this. Look visible. Very few people actually take the trouble to really go through whatever I throw in front of them to just meet me. They will not give up. It does not matter what I throw in their way. They're coming. Well, you did. Now you've met me, okay? I got something I have to tell you now. This is paraphrasing, okay? He says, okay, visible, let me tell you this. There is no right or wrong anymore. There's no longer any good or bad. There's no longer anything recognizable to you in terms of any of the constructs or parameters you used to exist in. Now there's only what I want and my whim and my will, okay? There is no more good and bad. Whatever I put you through is perfectly fine. Better than fine. Don't question it, don't argue it, or anything else. Well, I got to tell you, it is difficult sometimes having to be me and, of course, talking to you. And you don't know if I'm telling you the truth or not, but believe me, I am. I have to live with it. You know how I spend my nights, my days, everything? I spend them all alone, unless I'm, you know, with those close to me, those few, which amounts to two people and a bunch of dogs, but they're in Germany and I'm down here. I'm down here ostensibly to take care of certain business, which I'm doing, you know, the grounds, everything else, you know, stuff has to be looked after down here. And besides, you know, I really like the place too, but basically I'm here to be alone with God. And that is how my life generally works. And I go into bed at night and I wind up laying there and then I start bouncing up and down in the bed like a flounder that nobody hit with a club yet. You know, as my kundalini just like goes crazy. And I keep saying, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. God, I love you. I love you, Lord. Over and over again. It goes on and on and on and on. And I sincerely mean it. And I'm glad to be able to say it. And then I say that, those prayers similar to what I just told you. Excuse me. I wake up through the night several times. I walk outside sometimes. I generally walk out as dawn is rising in the sky. And I think about the promise of all of what we could all have accomplished personally, but we just can't get it together because we're too damn lazy. That's right. We're lazy and we're cowards. You know, I mean, I'm nobody really, okay? But you know, at least I had the balls to do a few things here and there. And I checked out what the opposition was. And you know what? The opposition ain't nothing like what is behind me. Not at all. It has got no oomph. And I mean, I was right in prisons, okay, with very large individuals. And I was a very pretty guy with long hair. And let me tell you, it's amazing what happens when God is in your court. Oh, yeah. Scared the shit out of some people, I will say. Not on my own. I'm nothing. But hey, it happened. So, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I became something of a legend in places where they don't record that stuff. But, you know, that'll all come out eventually. Anyway, like I said, lazy. Lack of faith, all that. You need to walk 40 miles through a haunted Indian burial ground like I did. You really need to come up against it. You need to pack more mushrooms than ordinary people would ever take into your pocket and walk as far into the desert or the wilderness as you can get and then take them. You need to come up against it. And if you can't, and if you won't push it, because this age of materialism is so oppressive, it's so forcing down upon us that you got to blow the carbon out of your jets, which is why I take psychedelics on occasion. Yeah, I do. To blow the carbon out of my jets so that I can see just for a little while just exactly what it is I was trying to do and get to. I don't take them to get high. I like the high as a nice byproduct, sure. But man, I'm so busy, I don't have time to be high. You ought to see what happens when you go chasing the divine. He shows you how to dance. When he throws you all over a meadow in absolute perfect syncopated harmony of all limbs working together. You really need to experience this. But you're lazy. No, I think I'll just, you know, and then I'll do, you know, but tomorrow, well, the Zionists will come and move me out of my house. Yeah, we go. Yeah. Anyway, they're about to lose and get their asses kicked big time. I'm part of this, and, well, so are some others. The truth is coming out. Yeah, the truth is coming out, and you can't stop it. Whoa, you can't stop the truth. Push hard, baby. Oh, you're pushing with a lie. That looks like you got all kinds of power behind you. Oh, what is this little plug in the wall? Oh, I think I'll pull that out. And all power resides with one force. All power is one set of hands. He can point his finger and destroy every army on earth. Yeah. And all these religious people talking about all these miracles they perform with set-up stooges they bring up here and there, haven't got a clue to the power possible for those who represent what's really happening. And nor does that which really is need to demonstrate a lot of this. A lot of that goes on in private. Oh, well, it's been a pleasure, my friends. Just talking into the atmosphere, talking into my own head, and possibly even talking to you. But my 15 minutes of whatever it is I do here is slowly winding down. No, you're not Jack Black in the latest movie. No, visible. joking. It's a little off-the-cuff shit, you know. Anyway, I will see you, or a wiederhören, next week, if there is one. In the meantime, may the great, almighty, encircling, powerful, blindly incapable of seeing power that makes us and holds us, may it hold you in his hands, protect and inform you. Okay? That said, aloha and adieu!
You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.